When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I really want to go in depth with a drone conversation, but I feel like it's gotten to the point now where some of these theories are very serious theories. And there's people that have been a part of building drones or military operations that have come out and given their opinions. And some of these opinions are very interesting and involve things that are unsettling. So, like, what I don't want to do is be on a 50,000-watt radio station talking about those things when there's, at this point, no clear-cut proof of what anything is.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And we're not going anywhere, right? We're staying here.
What does that mean?
Me and you, like, we're coming to work. We're where we're at. I mean,
I don't know what you mean. Like, yeah, I mean, yes, we're coming to work.
I know some of the opinions that you're talking about and how they could raise, you know, the level of panic and
I just don't want to do that with no proof. You know?
Yeah, I know. We're not going anywhere. We're hanging. We're gonna play it out. Right?
I don't know what you mean by this. I'm confused. Like,
well, I mean, if
we decided to say something like that, they're not going to fire us type of thing?
No. I mean, like, if you believe a couple of these theories,
yeah,
about different, elements that are potentially in the area,
mm-hmm,
we wouldn't be sitting here.
True. But then again, you see, this is a difficult conversation.
I know that it is.
But the bottom line is that, you know, I got heavy into this like Al did, because, you know, and it was frustrating. And the reason why I got so in depth with it is just there really is no good explanation. And every route that you go down, you feel like, all right, I checked this box, this one, and then bang, big barricade. Can't be that because of this. And then you're back to square one. And you keep trying to figure these things out. And then, obviously, the more people that know about it, the more people think that they're seeing things. And a lot of them are not seeing things. And because the internet is the way that it is with AI, there's a lot of these things that'll be out there that look very real. They're not real. And if the community notes don't get to them in time, people start believing that. So it's just a very frustrating situation. And then you get real things like Kathy Hochul was the Orange County Airport here in New York. I had to get shut down for a couple hours because these things were in the sky over the weekend. And she came out and was like, enough was enough. We got to do something about this. We're shutting down airports.
Was that because that was a different set of drones as opposed to orbs, which now, well, I think is the word we're throwing out there?
Well, there's both.
All right. So here's the thing I will say. The thing that concerns me the most is when I do have public officials, whether they be the police, the New Jersey State Police, or the county police, or even the town and village police, and I trust those guys that when they're out there and they're saying that they are seeing these things, mm-hmm. then I'm, you know, it's not that I don't trust the general public, but when you're talking about somebody that's wearing a uniform and they're supposed to be all about public safety and they don't have answers, that's what frustrates me more than anything else.
Yeah, and they're trying. I mean, there was the one News Nation clip that got a ton of views. It's a reporter who said, you know, I came here thinking that this would be a silly story that would go away. It hasn't. I've completely changed my view on this thing. And they actually showed in that same clip one of the New Jersey officers that launched a drone from the beach to go, you know, one of their drones to go up close to one of these other ones that are up there, and said that we can't find them once we go up there because they don't give off heat in the way that other things do, and we've got no idea what's going on. And there was another picture, some New Jersey resident got a very high resolution picture in the dark. Did you see this one, Al, when they were like, and they were comparing it to what our military has as far as a helicopter looking drone? So there was that. I'm at the point where I believe that the drones that are out there are us. I just don't know what they're looking for. That's where I'm at. And I don't want to, I don't want to create more panic. It's just that, because at this point, it is true. There's been nothing out there that has shown that we are, that there's any sort of danger here at this point. But nobody knows what it is, so you can't really say that definitively. So I don't know. It's a tough thing. And there's also the orbs that are out there that you see. The one that was very common, though, that was on Eyewitness News, I think that was actually a star that they were focused on. If you look through a certain type of lens, that's what a star looks like. But there's others that at night are like nothing anybody has ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's where Al was on his social media saying that you know, there's orbs and then there's drones, and you gotta kinda
gotta figure out the difference between an orb
and a drone.
And right. A drone.
Because that, I think that's the biggest difference. We're calling everything drones. What I wanna know, these things that are going over the air bases and the nuclear sites, are those drones with the three colored lights, or are they orbs, the balls of light?
Right.
That, so I would,
we
like
have
to
the
know.
Balls of light, and then we have the drones.
Well, that yeah. Have yeah. So, like, and if you've done any sort of research on this or seen any of the videos that are real, that are filmed by residents of New Jersey and Massachusetts, Maryland, New York, everything else, you know, you will see two types of different things. You know, there'll be a sky that you look out, and there'll be lower flying bright white lights that are clustered. And people are like, oh, look at them all. And that's not what I believe the drones are. Like, the drones are the things that do have the lights and do fly and have been caught on, you know, many cameras with the red and green lights. So,
And the other thing is, this is not just over New Jersey. It's another, I feel like the news is always like a couple days behind
yeah.
the Twitter news, because there was a big drone incursion that closed Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. That these things are in other places too. They're in other parts of the world. So this any of the stories that are just concentrating them in New Jersey, looking for something in New Jersey, I think those kind of go away when these are happening kind of all over the place.
Right, and the one person who had this theory, who is a manufacturer of drones, like a commercial manufacturer of drones, basically said these are some of the drones that we have already used in the Ukrainian war. Am I right?
Not sure. I don't remember
okay.
that part.
Okay.
Well, there was a thought from one of the drone manufacturers,
yes,
that we had the capabilities to look for certain things, and that we may have used it in Ukraine to detect something that Putin might have done. Like, that was one of the things to try to explain why they are, but I don't know if that for a fact, but that was one of the things that was said by someone who was in the field.
Yes, okay.
So
and this could be some sort of ultra secret, you know, government agency that is doing this and will not tell everybody, but meanwhile, make everybody go nuts over trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Yeah, and there was one, but then again, what you're seeing, what you're not, but the one in Arizona we talked about this morning, you believe that to be a real video from a resident in Arizona?
So far, I believe that, yes.
There hasn't been a community note on that. There hasn't been anybody that said it's AI. And that one is really fascinating. If that were to be real, that one, I think, it provides the most evidence as to what possibly could be going on.
Yeah, and still no comment from the great Elon Musk on this.
He has been. He's been joking about it.
He has been joking.
So he put out two jokes on X. One was a bunch of airplanes and helicopters, and said, New Jersey people identifying these, and like everything was a drone. It was an airplane or whatever. It was like drone.
Okay.
Drone. And then he made some quip about how Grok, which I guess is the
AI component of X,
Grok even knows what the New Jersey drones are or something like that. So I don't know what.
Have you checked with Grok or no?
I have not. I don't deal with that AI stuff yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, all Grok is going to do is do anything else. Like when you, like half of Google now is just AI powered and just spits out all this stuff. So it's just going to say there have been sightings. Some have been corroborated, some haven't. The Pentagon said this is not all the stuff that you already know already. It's not going to give you an answer on what the hell's going on. So yeah, it's definitely fascinating, and it doesn't.
But he's creating jokes about it,
which I don't understand.
Yeah, which is not what we're looking for.
Trump as well. The one comment Trump made, he made a comment that we need to blow him out of the sky. Then after that, he tweeted out a picture of an AI photo of Chris Christie receiving drone deliveries from McDonald's.
That's right. Yes, and that went everywhere. People had a laugh at that. So I don't. It doesn't make it.
I mean, it's interesting that Trump, I thought, was a McDonald's fan.
Yeah.
Sure. Right?
Yeah, I don't think he's knocking McDonald's. He's knocking the 50 bags that were being delivered to Chris Christie, where I think everybody, even McDonald's, wouldn't recommend to eat 50 bags of McDonald's. But this would be, and the thing I keep going back to, this would be the perfect time for both of those guys to hammer, which they have done many times on other issues, the current administration saying, how could you not have a handle on this?
Oh, they're hammering them.
No, they're not on this issue. They're not. They're not. They're making jokes about it. And they do every other issue they do. And for whatever reason, this one, which they could, how could you let the American people freak out? How could you let this go on for this long? What if it is an adversary? I mean, he could be all over it.
Yeah, I know that. And everybody traces it back to the Chinese spy balloon, you know, that this administration.
It's not a foreign. It's not a. This is not. I'm fully confident that this is not a country like Russia or Iran or China doing this.
I would think those guys, well, I don't know about China, but I would say that Iran or Russia are basically got issues right now of their own.
Well, yeah. I mean,
honestly, the big question over the last 4 years is the amount of illegal immigration that has been allowed to come into this country and who is here and who is a potential adversary that has crossed these borders and gotten into this country and doing something on the ground.
China, vagina.
You know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, true. There is that. But, I mean, and as far as the, you know, the drones that you're seeing being from another country, like, there's stories all the time in aviation where, like, a guy in a Cessna, like, by accident goes into a restricted airspace, and the next thing you know, there's two fighter jets next to him, and the guy's like, oh, crap, I'm sorry. You know, like, so, when things are in restricted airspace that may be nefarious, we, boom, we're on it all the time. So I can't imagine that there's someone just asleep at the wheel with these things, especially when you've got Musk and Trump making jokes about it.
But you also have multiple agencies involved, from the FAA to all the different on-the-ground agencies representing the state of New Jersey, plus the state legislature, along with their federally elected officials, along with same thing in New York, too, by the way. You have the same thing happening. You have state legislatures, you have the federal elected officials all trying to come up with answers, and nobody has one at this point.
Nope. Especially
with both governors not having any answers either. It's got to be frustrating, I'm assuming, for their offices, and I'm sure their offices are inundated with calls and sightings and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a movie, and it sounds like whatever you want to say, conspiracy, but I mean, it's just every day that goes by, it feels like there's a small amount of people that work for our government that are investigating something that they don't want to let us know about.
Okay.
That would be the that's overarching theme.
And that would be the one theory that I think that we could all get behind and understand.
Now, what they're looking for is a different story.
Yeah.
We could go back and forth a million times on those things, but I think that I at least feel like I've gotten enough information to say that confidently. But then again, who knows?
Do you feel confidently about the Iranian drone mothership?
No, I do not.
That was lost at sea and then they finally found it.
If these things were from Iran, they'd be in a million pieces a month ago. I'm sorry. I mean, I am sorry. These things all over the place? Are you kidding me? We would have...
I mean, that New Jersey State Representative, man, he was pretty sure that this was coming from an Iranian mothership.
Well, I know. And I don't know what, like, those guys, I feel like anytime they get a chance to, like, get out in front of the cameras and get a little shine on them, they'll do it.
And you're going to say Iranian mothership?
I think that someone probably told them that. And, like, just like we'd be sitting around, like, hey, you know what I heard? Aaron Rodgers, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I'll be tossing out there on the talk show, whatever. You know, like the same thing. This guy was like, he probably hurt in the bathroom, you know. He's like, you know, it could be that Iranian mothership, but I lost that thing. And then this guy's like, oh, I got something now. Let me go on Fox News and deliver this one. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I just hope that, you know, we look back at this going, I wonder what happened with that, as opposed to, well, that was the beginning of this thing.
Al, do you think that we get a resolution to this story, or do you think it just goes away?
I think the orbs go away, and thus the drones looking at the orbs go away, and you do not get an explanation.
So we're never going to have a total resolution as to what the hell is going on.
Because they don't want to tell us the orbs are. alien. We don't know what they are. We got no explanation for you.
Yeah, which I would sign for right now. I would take that. Out of all the other things, like if there's the orbs go away and like, I'd be like, fine.
Good. So they show up again.
Right. Let's go. Let's talk about the draft, you know? And maybe they show up again like, well, long after we're off this planet. We don't got to deal with it.
So you'd be okay with the government saying that there are aliens out there?
No, I'd be okay with them saying exactly what Al just said, which was, we don't know what they are. We investigated them. We have no idea. They're nothing that we have on this planet, but we can't tell you what it is. We can't tell you that it's from another planet or another a species that could be well advanced. We don't know.
Yeah, and if they said, listen, these orbs, they've been here for 70 years. We still don't know what they are. They haven't bugged us in 70 years. Let's hope it stays that way. We tried to get a closer look at them. We don't have any better idea of what they are. Enjoy your Christmas.
You know what happened?
Feliz Navidad.
In 3 years, the Jets will be like, you know, 14-0 and going for it. And all of a sudden, we'll figure out what the orbs are. Right. And then there goes that season.
Right, the orb swallows MetLife Stadium.
No, not today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.